two different dioceses, London and Lichfield, different, utilising the deanery structure, but perhaps rather different approaches. But I hope that between the two there'll be some interesting analogies, comparisons, and some ways to stimulate discussion. The way we're going to run this session is Helen's going to speak first, and she'll be followed immediately by Jonathan, so we won't stop for questions in between. You have hard copy handouts on your tables with spaces for taking notes, and then after Jonathan's finished, we refer to the orange pieces of paper. We want you to spend, please, the first 10 minutes or so just writing down any questions, specific questions or specific points that you would like to make. We will then collect those up and then leave you for 15, 20 minutes to have a more thematic discussion about ideas you want to take away. And then we'll come back at the very end and Jonathan and Helen will reply to the questions that have been raised. So I'll hand over to Helen, Finance Director of the Diocese of London. Thank you.
Hello, can you hear me? Yes, good start. What I want to share is something we've been doing over the last couple of years. It's really about tools that can be used, particularly by deaneries. But I wanted to relate it back to the things I've heard in the last 24 hours. I was particularly interested in what both the bishops had to say. And yesterday, the Bishop of Derby was talking about comparative independent testimonies and being able to share those and listen to them and see them. And actually, it struck me that what I'm sharing today is part of helping with that. It's a sort of non-judgmental charting of data that you can use to help with those comparisons. But also, when the Bishop of Taunton this morning was talking about things not being rocket science. And that's really the other strong theme of what I'm sharing today. It really wasn't rocket science, but I think it's something really helpful. So I'm conscious that yesterday as well, we talked about our aversion to top-down diocesan initiatives. And that's not what this is either. It really isn't, as you'll see as we go through. But I do see the diocese, to me, is the parishes. It's not our office. We're a central office. That's what I work for, and the diocese is everyone together. Now, I need the clicker. Thank you, Jonathan. If you don't know London Diocese very well, that's how we are split up, conscious that every diocese is very different, and some of London are here today. And planning for finance and mission, and the two very much do go hand in hand, and the whole point of helping parishes thrive financially is so that they can deliver mission more effectively. That's how we see it. But that happens in London Diocese at different levels, in different ways, and differently by area as well, as anyone here from London will vouch. So really when we've been thinking about what is the role of the diocesan offices, what is the unique role that we could contribute towards helping mission action planning across all levels? And one of the things that particularly came through for us, because these are the types of things that are happening at the different levels, one of the things that we do, of course, is collect all the data in from people's annual returns. It's a job that everyone hates. It's a chore. It's a sort of bureaucratic event each year, and people are nagged to get all the stuff in. And for many years, that data was just sort of then being siphoned off to National Church for a statistics exercise, which is quite helpful, but not really used in all sorts of ways that it potentially could be used. And I know a lot of parishes were doing their own kind of work and analysis themselves, but perhaps the diocese could more efficiently take all that data, process this, and just give it back. And this is the idea that we had, but perhaps lacked some capacity for. Until we found, now this is a bit where I might win you over slightly, I'm hoping. I went to a deanery social event soon after joining the Diocese of London, and hosted by someone in this room, in fact. And there was saying what I hope to do around supporting parishes to thrive financially, and then I was looking for volunteers to help with the capacity to do some of this. And actually someone from that event came and volunteered at the offices and has been volunteering on and off for the last 2 years. And what I'm actually showing you today is the work that that person did. And when he came to volunteer for us, actually, all I was hoping he might do is take all that annual return data, add it all together, so that I could just see what was happening across the finances of all the parishes at a scale, where perhaps we could support areas that weren't growing, or perhaps we could give more guidance or more training. What he actually ended up producing for us, that he did on day one. On day two, he said, well, what about giving tools and charts for 10 years for diocesan level, everyone added together, area level, your five areas, deanery level, 24 deaneries, and parish level. And we'll do it in a way that we press a button and 500 PDFs are produced. And now I should also say at this point that he's willing, he has done that, and I'm going to share it, but he's also willing to come into any diocese, and if you have a volunteer in your offices, in your diocese, or perhaps somewhere else within your structures, he's willing to come and bring the model and give it to you and put your data in it and then set people off to use it themselves. So I'll say that now before I forget. What did we do with it? Before I show you them all, what did we do with it? Well, we decided what we wouldn't do is then inflict them on everyone in a sort of, here you are, here are these things that we think you need, and here are this is the work we've done, and this is what we think you should do with them. We decided, having created all of these charts that we thought were very potentially quite helpful, we would talk about them and talk about the things we thought people could do with them at everywhere we went. So whether it was the different synod settings, at common fund deanery meetings, our financial advisors who support parishes directly would talk about them, and at area meetings, because of course we had to convince the bishops that they were worthwhile as well, and the archdeacons. And actually we waited for people to ask to see if they could have theirs, and we sent them out in that way. And we have over time had the majority of areas requesting theirs for their planning days. More than half of deaneries have had their data as well, and about 25% of parishes over time. So we think we're into our third year now of rolling the model over. What are we talking about? I'll get onto them because you're wondering what on earth we're talking about. We have 12 finance charts. And remembering they're not judgmental, they're not contentious, we're not league tabling, we're not making any assumptions, because actually I do believe, and listening to you has confirmed it over the last 24 hours, that we need the local context before we actually start interpreting a lot of this data. And therefore, what we've tried to do is just reflect back factual information. So I'm starting by showing you the diocesan level before I show you some different types of comparison. Total income over 10 years, restricted and unrestricted, the split. So we're mainly unrestricted, which is really helpful. The different, there's a legend box that you can't see here because I'm squashing them all in, but all the different types of income split by annual return heading and expenditure the same. Trading income and trading costs, sort of hiring out of space and all of that sort of thing that you put into the annual return. Tax efficient plan giving, and the red bit is the tax reclaimed. Collections, flat as a board for 10 years. Capital expenditure and the appeal income against it, showing very clearly that we're sort of closely tracking what we're raising with appeals is being spent on capital expenditure. It's all the capital appeals going on. And the big peak in 2007 there is St Martin's in the Field, if you're wondering. Surplus or deficit, everyone's cutting their cloth to what comes in. You can see that happening. And this one, fascinating, we really don't know the full story behind, but salaries and honoraria rocketed. Now about a fifth of all spend within our parishes is salaries and honoraria. This is as close as we get to contentious. It's common fund, which is parish share to most of you. What's the total altogether, and what percentage of unrestricted income is the line chart? We're not necessarily making a judgment about that, it just gives us a guide of the income that could be given, what percentage. people are often shocked at that. There's quite a low percentage for a diocese. It's about 22%. And legacies. Wow, we're not doing very well with legacies. So perhaps already, just by doing that layer, we already have a steer for, from my team's view, what could we be doing more to support parishes. We also, of course, have the mission data. So we did 6 charts with the mission data too. Electoral role, usual Sunday attendance, including the split between children and adults, average weekly attendance, giving per usual Sunday adult, pastoral services, and festival attendances. As I say, this is not rocket science. You give us this data, we're just giving it straight back, but we've put it in a user-friendly format. But we can do that, and we've got it at all those levels. So as a deanery, you could have yours and every parish within your deanery. So the softly, softly approach. We collect it. We put it into the charts. We make it available. The only way we've put restrictions in, and this is one of the potential questions for you if we get to the question session later, is just how available should all of that data? Is there any sensitivity there? It's all annual return data. It's not all public information. Not all of it comes straight from accounts. And we have drawn a slight line in saying, we'll give you your parish, if a parish asks for theirs, here's yours and here's your deanery and your area and your and the diocese as a whole. But we're not going to give you that parish's over there. We'll give them theirs. And if they agree to share, or if within a deanery everyone says, we all want to share, we're all agreed, then we can give everyone else's. That's the only place we've drawn a line at the moment. But we wonder if that's, maybe we should just be looser about that and put it all on the website. So where has it been really useful? Well, here's a real example. Here's a real parish, and I picked one at random, in a real deanery. I have anonymised it. These are the sort of comparisons that I make no judgment in that comparison. There's a whole story and a local context happening there. But it might be useful for those who know the story and the context to have that sort of comparison available, because they may be thinking that what's happening to them is just what's happening across the whole diocese. And to see it against something else that's fairly local, perhaps against their deanery, might make them think, well, maybe it's not. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's because we're doing things differently. Or maybe there is an opportunity here. But we're not going to send that out and make that judgment. We're just saying, here's your chart. Again, for a deanery could compare its charts against the diocese as a whole and say, well, is that because of the area we're in, or is there something else to learn here? Going back to parish against deanery, quite a few of our deaneries now are putting together common fund strategies, and I know I've heard a lot of people talking about parish share strategies within deaneries. It is different in London in that we have a pledging system. It is much more voluntary. We do say, well, this is what we think is a standard cost of one minister in a parish. But it's not a sort of taxing system as some dioceses have. But still, a lot of deaneries, or quite a few deaneries now, are trying to get to covering the cost of their deanery. That's a strategy they've set themselves. And so some of these comparisons might be helpful for them in doing that work, especially if they have all the parishes within their deanery's data. And again, the deanery against the diocese as a whole. You can see here this deanery gives about 12% of its unrestricted income to the diocese against the diocesan level of 22%. And again, I'm making no judgment there, because it may be that we're looking at Tower Hamlets, or we're not. We may be looking at Tower Hamlets or a particularly heavily deprived area. There may be very good reasons why that's the case, but there may not be. It's providing the data so that the discussion can be informed, which again I come back to the comparative independent testimonies theme from yesterday, seems very relevant. And again, on the mission statistics, a parish against a deanery, and particularly looking perhaps at levels of children within the congregation, this is real. And deanery against diocese. Here we see this deanery is on an upward trend. So where next? And we're kind of at that point of we've embedded this. We've got it from the volunteer into easy enough that actually if the volunteer did leave tomorrow, and he does occasionally leave to go and do contract work with people who actually pay him, that we can just roll it over and keep it going ourselves, because there's no point in having something we just do 1 year and isn't there year on year. But what more should we do? What could we do? And do the different levels, because of course areas use it at area level as well. Do they really value it? Would they value it more if it was slightly different? Is it something we should be doing at all? It seems to me we are in a unique place where we've got all that data, that we do have a role in providing this. But could we do more? And some ideas, this is the volunteer came up with this, I didn't ask him. This is his idea, was to start putting all the parishes within a deanery on the same chart. So how do the individual parishes compare to each other? That's one way we could go with it, if deaneries wanted that. If he can set it up so it happens automatically, it's not a lot of work involved, why not? And then there's dashboards. This is something that, again, he was able to develop at the touch of a button, which was seen really as a way of looking at all the resources available to a parish. And when we put it together, it's tended to be used by people visiting parishes, perhaps by archdeacons doing visitations and even bishops. It covers, well, you can't, there's no way you can read that even on your little sheets, but I can tell you on there, we have index of multiple deprivation, poverty statistics. We have them all in a mega database. We get that data from the National Church. We can convert it into parish boundaries. We can chart it for everyone and put it into a dashboard. We've got the key people in that parish. We've got some of those key charts that we've already shown you. But we've also got a bit of, if there's a school nearby for that parish, whether there are trust funds that we're holding as custodian trustee that might be available to that parish. And they're all sort of automatically linking into a dashboard. The one thing missing from here is census data, and we're intending to add a section with some of the key elements from the census data for that parish. Potentially we could do this for deaneries, if our volunteer comes back, as I'm not sure I could do it. But is this useful? Is it what we should be doing? That's the question I have to keep asking. Because it does inevitably take a bit of staff time, but it is mainly by volunteers so far, which is why we've been able to go so far with it, I have to say, because I think if we'd said we'd like a staff member, an extra staff member to do this, people would have needed a lot more convincing, and I wasn't prepared to do that until I was sure it was going to be a useful exercise. And actually now I think, well, if we can do it with volunteers, why would we? Why would we ever? So these are my final thoughts and questions. I think I'm actually on time, Elizabeth. Almost. Oh. Almost out of time. I didn't even look at Jonathan's watch. Those are my questions I was going to leave you. Maybe we'll come back to them, but we're going to go straight on with Jonathan's. Thank you very much.